First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. In a French restaurant, Lee Marshall has trouble ordering. Ooh la la.
It wasn't my first choice as I placed my order for steak and fries, but I couldn't decipher what I really wanted from the menu. The phrase, struggling with the language, would imply that I had a grasp, when in fact I was floundering clueless in the swamp. Even the toddlers over here speak French and another language, usually English or German. It is unfortunate that America is so isolated and insulated by two oceans. It has allowed us to become monolithic in our language, and it fosters the idea that all we have to do to make ourselves understood around the world is to shout loud enough. The European Union has 23 languages, with 56% of the population bilingual, and 28% are comfortable in at least three languages. I remember when I was taking a class in slide rule. Yeah, I'm that old. And the instructor said, "When you buy one, be sure to get one large enough to pound steaks with it, as you will never use it after you leave this class." So it is with a foreign language. If you don't use it, you lose it. About all I remember is the phrase, "Amo, amas, amat." Don't ask me what it means. We are having to grow up in a changed world where we are no longer king of the hill. We need to learn another language.
Lee Marshall was an inventor and a business owner and a longtime resident of Santa Cruz. If you have a piece you'd like to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.